The Alaska Native Corporation representing the North Slope has bought two federal leases in the Beaufort Sea, formerly owned by Shell. That gives the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, or ASRC, the right to explore for oil and gas in the Arctic Ocean. Such offshore drilling has historically been controversial. Rex Rock Sr. is president and CEO of ASRC. He announced yesterday that the corporation has acquired Shell's leases in Camden Bay, just off the coast of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Shell halted its efforts to drill in the Arctic last year after spending billions on an unsuccessful exploration campaign. But Rock says Shell's failure doesn't mean there isn't opportunity for oil and gas development.
We all know how the Chukchi effort ended. Yet we know there is still tremendous potential in Alaska's offshore.
Rock made the announcement at a conference hosted by the Resource Development Council in Anchorage. The Interior Department is expected to announce this week whether it will include the Arctic in its plan for offshore oil and gas leasing over the next 5 years. That decision won't affect existing leases like the ones bought by ASRC, but will signal whether the region is available to industry going forward. Alaska Natural Resources Commissioner Andy Mack says ASRC's willingness to take on the Camden Bay leases is a sign of local support for offshore drilling and should signal to the federal government that the Arctic must remain open to oil and gas development.
For ASRC to take this step out and say, we believe that we can do this and we believe that this can be done safely and we're doing this on behalf of our shareholders should speak volumes to the conversation that's going on and the analysis being conducted in Washington, D.C.
Alaska officials and the oil industry have strongly advocated for Arctic leases to be included in the five-year plan. Environmental groups oppose their inclusion due to concerns about climate change and impacts to wildlife.